She's real fine. It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And today we have a special guest, Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports. Thanks for coming in, Tracy.
Oh, thanks for having me, George. Always a pleasure to be here.
And we'll get to you later about what you want to say about your upcoming TV show.
Sure.
Okay. And the question I have for people is this. How come the politicians always do not listen to the people? And they think they're above the people. They're above the law. Think about it, folks. Who pays their wages? You do. So you, the people of Hawaii and America, is actually the boss, the managers of this country, of this state. And these politicians are public servants. They work for us. Let's get that straight, first of all. Okay? But they think we work for them. And if we work for them, when the heck is our paycheck? Well, it's another thing. Every time we come on the air and we go off the air, there's this disclaimer that they play. Why is that? Is it because when you tell it like it is, they don't like it? They want you to hear all of BS blown up your, you know what. Anyway, synthetic oil. The oil companies can now say that their synthetic oil is 100%, even if they put only a drop in. Now, what's up with that? It's just like our up to 10% ethanol in our gas. Up to 10%, folks, can mean zero. Okay? It's zero to 10%. Anything is allowed in between. And for your information, there's a few oil companies that don't put ethanol in. And you think you have it, but they don't. I have tested it, and anybody out there want to see it, you're welcome to come and bring your gasoline. I'll show you how much ethanol is in there. I can remove ethanol from the gasoline if you want to do that. But ethanol is the best thing there is. Electric cars, folks, forget it. Think about this. There's over 1 million cars in the state of Hawaii. How are you going to switch all of them to electric? You know what the cost is to switch these cars to electric? Over $40,000 per car. That's crazy. You may as well buy a new car. But some politicians claim that this is the best way to go. Make the people of Hawaii change the cars to electric. That's BS. It costs $700 to convert any car to be a flex fuel car and be able to run gasoline or ethanol or anything in between. Now, which is more feasible? It's common sense, folks. Ethanol. But no, they say ethanol eats rubber, eats plastic. It's everything under the sun. That is false. Ethanol is actually whiskey. And people drink it. It's bootleg liquor. So what's up with this? Something's wrong here. If the bootleg liquor is fiberglass, plastic, and rubber, what the hell would happen when you take the first shot? You're dead. It eats a hole in your stomach. Well, I don't know. I don't know where they're getting all this from. Okay? And they also say that it'll eat metal. I've yet to see that.
Well, you ever saw that one with Coca-Cola?
Mm-hmm.
You put a nail in it, it'll dissolve the nail.
Yeah.
And you're ingesting that too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and the rats. The rats all over.
Oh, that was...
Oh, man. Gross. Rats all over.
That YouTube video that they put on, that did a star in it on Channel 2 this past week?
Yeah.
That was very disturbing.
But it's happening. And the state says they don't have time to put people on overtime. You know what, Tracy? You and I know that we can walk into any restaurant, go check in the back, and know if there's rats.
Yep.
The rats take a dump all over the place, yeah. And that's all you got to look for.
Yep.
Oh, it's a no-brainer. So what do the inspectors do all day? Play video games.
Talk story.
Yeah. Good job.
Pass email messages to each other, what they're not doing.
Yeah, you got it. So, anyway, Mario Yano has a great idea on locks. He has a device that he sells that you can put money, your keys, and everything into a lock that goes into your trailer hitch. It's a combination lock, and you pop it in there, and it's safe. So, if you forgot your key, you lock your key in the car, you got the thing in the back. You just open it up, and there it is. A lot of you that go surfing or to the beach, you don't know where to put your money. Put it in there.
And that thing has got to be pretty bulletproof, because, I mean, the steel around that trailer hitch box, I mean...
It is solid.
That's like a safe right there.
Yeah, a little miniature safe. And his thing... is really, really good. It's really safe. And
where can someone contact him if they want to get one?
Yeah, I had his number someplace. Anyway, when I come across his number, I will let you know. Okay? So anyway. So what's up and what's happening now?
Well, you know, as the,
whatever you can say.
Yeah. Whatever the the rash of traffic fatalities again within the past several weeks, so Punishment team back up again with Oceanic Time Warner, and we got a couple of new public service announcements. We're recutting some of the ones that we did before, and then adding in a couple of sound bites from State Representative Glenn Wakai and Prosecutor Peter Carlisle, and just to get the message out, you know, that if you speed out there, there are consequences, and the majority of the people out there on our roadways, they can't even stay in their own lane at the speed limit, and they're trying to go 80, 90 miles an hour on our roadways.
They're in a rush.
For what?
To get there a minute sooner.
Everybody's rushing to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, they put other people's lives in danger.
Well, they're text messaging, they're using a cell phone, you know, whatever.
Important stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They don't know the value of their life.
Or others.
Yeah.
So. I don't care. I don't, like I always say, I don't care if they wrap themselves around a telephone pole and take themselves out. But, you know, majority of the time, they end up killing someone innocent or along the way instead of themselves, you know.
That always happens.
Yeah. And that is just totally unacceptable.
That always happens. The innocent die and the guilty live.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah. But what do you think your... TV thing will do? Think it'll curb it?
I don't know if it's going to curb it, but it'll just bring some more awareness to the situation. Because I remember, like, you know, the beginning of the year, if you recall, we were on, like, a record pace. They said that we were going to go, like, over 100 fatalities for the year, you know?
It ain't over yet.
I know, but it's not, what is that? We're still at, what, 16, upper 60s, lower 70s? So, I mean, that's going to be, like, somebody has to die every day and a half or... three quarters of a day in order for them to break that 100 mark.
Or a mass accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But it's bringing awareness, you know, because it was on a steady climb to break that 100 barrier record this year. And then once we had all those public service campaigns and all, you know, Channel 2 and Oceanic and everything.
Did it level off?
It fell, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, you know what I mean? It brings awareness and makes people, it's not going to make the chronic speeders, you know.
No. They will stop. Keep on speeding.
They're going to keep on speeding. But other people who occasionally may do it, it'll make them think now about it, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially when you see, you know, a coffin, a graveyard, you know, I mean, and smashed up vehicles. I mean, it sends the point home.
Hopefully. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Okay?
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, just wanted to say, last night I didn't forget my hair appointment with Jackie, one of the best hairdressers here in Hawaii.
Oh, you did?
No, yep, I remember this appointment this time.
Oh.
Hey, getting on that subject about, we're talking about the situation about the rats and the inspectors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe there's, because the Board of Health will disagree with me on this, but you know how the real way to get rid of those the rat problems in any of those restaurants and all? Just like what you taught me a long time ago, you get a cat and then the rat won't come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like you said, ever since you got Tigger, the rats don't come to your shop now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The rats are not stupid.
Yes,
they see a cat, they don't go there. That's
anyway,
so right.
Yeah, just had to give my 2 cents about the cats.
Okay.
About getting a cat. Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, George. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So. That's the food chain, man.
Yeah?
Evolution. Food chain.
Yeah, you got to put a cat in there. Cats, the rats are not dumb. They see a cat in there, they say, we go next door.
Yeah, but watching that video, though, I mean, that was just not...
Unbelievable.
That was...
Yeah.
That was a metropolitan in there.
They never showed that on TV, huh?
They did.
The whole thing?
And I don't know if they didn't show the whole thing, but, I mean, the guy was standing right there at the window, and you can see mm-hmm. them running en masse over... bananas and whatever it was that was in the store, you know?
Well, any place there's food, there's rats.
Yeah.
You know, and my brother, when he was alive, told me, if the company or the restaurant is open 24 hours, you know, like Licky Licky Drive-In,
correct.
And Zippy's, there's no rats.
Well, because there's people there and it's commotion all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they can't set up.
It's the one that shut down.
Yeah.
They have rats.
I mean, I pretty much heard this from other people, too. It's like, you know, like the food courts are notorious for that. Like, once the lights go down, man, there's en masse of rats. And then if you're standing there, they just run right over your feet and everything, you know.
The thing, Jeremy Harris did that. He got rid of all the cats in Waikiki by the banyan tree.
Okay.
And it was infested with rats.
Ah, yeah, yeah, right.
See, but when there was cats around, there was no rats. I don't know. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467 if you have a car problem or whatever. We'll want to talk to Tracy Arakaki from Punisham Motorsports. Anyway, we're going to go through a little bit on ethanol and how it's made and all of that. I really would appreciate the legislatures getting with me and getting to... an actual hands-on test of ethanol. Instead of reading all this BS, do a hands-on test. BS cannot prove anything. A hands-on test, folks, believe me, even if you did it yourself, it's so unbelievable.
Isn't like you get more yield for the volume... of to produce ethanol off of, say, sugarcane versus corn.
No.
Right?
Yeah, you get the volume, but most of all, Tracy, depending what sugarcane, the sugarcane will give you more mileage. That's a no-brainer.
So it's a higher grade of ethanol versus the maize ethanol then?
No, ethanol is weird. You put it in a lab, it all comes out the same.
Same, yeah, like water, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why the tech guys in the racing division has a hard time, you know, checking the ethanol. Because in the lab, corn ethanol, biomass.
What is biomass?
Rubbish. And sugarcane ethanol, and for that matter, Brazil sugarcane versus Hawaiian sugarcane, is a difference. It's a big difference. Something like 50 to 75 horsepower more.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a big difference. And the mileage is big,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's something that I think legislatures need to look at, because for one, the biggest thing that I'm talking about to them about is jobs.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, within the past, what, 7 months or whatever, less than a year, I mean, Maui Pine shut down. And
no, Maui, yeah, Maui Pine shut down. They could have made ethanol. And I told them that back in 94.
Mm.
Make ethanol.
And the sugarcane, the sugarcane just shut down too, right?
Yep, Kauai. And my partner there, Bill Maloney, is trying to get funding to reopen the sugar thing there and rehire all of the sugarcane workers.
That's what it is. It's jobs, because I got relatives who are on Maui and, you know, second generation, third generation guys working over there at Maui Pine or Maui Sugar and stuff, and there's no jobs.
Maui A&B is going to shut down next year.
Mm.
You know, and everything shutting down. So how do you expect to make more money for the
state of Hawaii? Where's the income going to come? Tourism's already down. Yeah. You know, our number one, you know, cash cow.
Let's make some jobs. But they don't do it. Okay? They're just dead set against ethanol. Okay, let's go to call.
We have Garrett from downtown.
Hi, Garrett.
Hi, George. I have a question about spark plugs.
Okay.
Do you still recommend the Autolite Racing spark plugs?
Yes.
Can I ask if you know a part number for a Toyota Tacoma pickup truck? It's a cylinder.
AR 3924.
Mm-hmm. And do you know, and that'll fit, right?
Yes.
No problem. Can I ask, you know the gapping on that?
40.
40.
0.040.
0.040. Okay, thank you very much.
Aloha. Okay. Well,
you got the part numbers right off the top of your head.
No, it's on the computer over there. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. Man, that was good. That was impressive.
Give us a call at 296-5467.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and his guest today, Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Pfluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
Since 1978, Pearl City Transmission has proved quality, dedication, and exceptional service to their customers. Pearl City Transmission has grown to meet the needs of their customers with a 12,000 square foot location in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Ian Nakashima, with the help of his family and a crew of expert technicians, gives you top-notch diagnostic services and repairs. Be aware of imitators and remember there's only one Pearl City Transmission. Pearl City Transmission in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Call them at 671-8767.
If Hawaii's beautiful sunshine is turning your car, home, or office into an easy bake oven, call ProTint Hawaii. George Nita says ProTint Hawaii is the best he's ever tried. With 24 years of experience, ProTint Hawaii is conveniently located just off Dillingham Boulevard. So call Dwight at ProTint Hawaii, 847-8468, or just Google him.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob's doing great. And remember, in some parts of the world, people eat rats.
Yeah.
So, y'all was just talking about that. No, I don't want to have some. Just like some places they eat monkeys, you know, and we eat cows, and other places they don't eat cows. But this is all I'm just going to jump straight to my point. The reason the rat story is on the news is because they want you to get upset so you'll allow them to raise your taxes so they can get more money out of you. Anybody, I challenge anybody to call in and tell me that nobody knew there was rats in Chinatown until two nights ago.
That's right.
You know, I mean, come on.
I didn't know.
No, I didn't know either. There's rats in Hawaii? There's rats running around?
Since when?
I don't know. They must have just got here the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think some of them must be on the planning committee for the mass transit. That's why they're showing up.
Yeah.
And they just want to shop.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, at the end of the story is when the true meaning of the story comes out. Now they got to meet. They got to figure out how to get more money so they can hire more inspectors. Like I said, people have been going there. I went to Chinatown years ago. I saw rats there. I don't shop in Chinatown. That's just me. But, you know, I don't know. It's just, it always comes back to money. The end of the day, it's like, we got to have a special session. Oh, we got to pay more money. And you notice they never cut anything people don't care about. It's always the stuff like health inspectors, teachers, firemen, lifeguards. It's never the people like some, and I'm not picking on clerks, but, you know, you got an office with 20 clerks. They never come out with a story about, you know, we're going to have to lay off these clerks and we're not going to file those building permits for another 3 years. They just never talk like that. So anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And now when you're driving through Chinatown, watch out that you don't run over any rat. Oh, let's talk to you next week. Aloha.
Rat crossing signs now.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay.
But, you know, that's why I remember stories from other friends who were, like, in Vietnam and stuff. And they tell the stories. That's how come the local boys could survive, you know, because as long as it had rice, they would eat the rats with the rice, you know. As long as it had rice, right? Yep. You know, local boys, right? They eat anything.
Okay, who's on the line?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. Hi, Trace.
How's it, Rob?
The only thing missing with that recipe, Tracy, was the kimchi. But, you know, George, I wanted to mention to you that I went and I filled up. Now, you don't have a problem with mentioning where we buy gas, yeah?
Even though
they don't sponsor the show.
Mm-hmm.
George,
Shell don't sponsor the show, and they don't even want to help us.
Yeah, and I just wanted to be sure because, you know, I don't represent who I'm going to talk about, but I thought it was interesting, George, because I filled up out at Hawaii Kai Tesoro out there, and you know my little 289 high-performance 66 Mustang, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is super sensitive to what kind of fuel I'm putting in. And I filled it up, George, and it's running like a champ. Now, the only thing I can figure is they've either upped their ethanol, and there's no way we can know that unless you test that. But I'm just saying that I know my car, I know my engine, I know my output and performance, and it just, I was amazed.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I mean...
Maybe we got to go test it.
Yeah, I think...
When did you fill?
Just yesterday, George.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I filled it up to the top. It was almost empty. In fact, I even took my gas can for my, for my weed eater and my mower.
Well, I'm going to have...
I took extra gas in my gas can.
I'm going to have Steve Onoy go out there and bring back a sample.
Because
they're going to be cruising out there tonight.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They got the cruise out there this weekend. Yeah,
about 400 cars.
The final cruise of the season, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
You guys. That's why I went to Costco first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever I was parked to when I was, loading to leave, and the man in his car next to me and his wife, they said, oh, the guys are all having their rally and everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned that to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, what year is your, what kind of Mustang 66 do you have?
It's a hard top, two-door, just real straight, standard. But what we did, Tracy, is we took out the original motor when that thing finally, burned out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then we put in the regular 289 block, but then we tricked it out with the Edelbrock, manifold, upped it from a two-barrel to a four-barrel. Mm-hmm. Just small kind of stuff. We didn't
What happened to the old motor?
Last time I saw it, it was on the side of the station, which isn't there anymore.
Oh boy.
It was just a.
That was a good engine.
Yeah, it was just the block, George.
Yeah, the block is thicker. Casting. It's a thicker casting.
Oh, absolutely, George. There's
yeah,
no doubt about it.
It's a better casting than the new ones.
Yeah.
I was really lucky because when I replaced that motor, who I was doing it with, we shipped it in from Kentucky. And we were able to get the same exact block and everything. So we upped it from there.
Good.
And it worked out. And it just, you know, it's sweet.
I remember my friend, he had a 289, they 60 overed it. They put the 351 Windsor heads on it with Chevy 202 valves. They stuck that motor in a 70 Mach 1. You know how big and heavy that car was, right?
Oh, God.
Second pass down the track, 1189.
Wow.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks,
okay, Rob. Take it easy.
Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. Okay, Mario Llano's number for a lock. Remember what I told you about that lock, the safe lock? Is 497-7739. 497-7739.
It's a good,
yeah.
It's a good product.
Yeah, I got to get one of those. And I don't have to worry about where I'm putting my keys.
Yeah.
You know? Simple. Anyway. Again, the ethanol is good stuff, and if we can do it here in Hawaii, there's a lot more jobs we will have.
Definitely.
Not only in the farming, the processing, but the trucking, and also the shipping.
And then they talk about the disappearing ag land situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't make sense to have ag land that's vacant and not being utilized.
Yep.
You know, because then what's going to happen? They're going to wait for it to just be vacant for, what, 10, 20 years from now, and it's going to turn into residential down the road,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, the reason a lot of businesses is not really moving here in Hawaii is because when people come in with an idea like we do with ethanol, they drop all kind of red flags and say, you can't do this, you can't do that, oh, no can. And when you go to the mainland, to California, Nevada, they always say, what can we do to help you?
Yeah, that's the problem here because, you know, having a lot of experience with the public sector, you know, Hawaii is the hardest place.
That's
They'll
right.
automatically say no because if you say this thing called yes, they have to do this thing called work all of a sudden, which is foreign to them.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, who's on the line?
We have Mario from Waikiki.
Hey, Mario.
Hey. George, if we put that racing fuel from that Union Station there on King Street in our car and mix it with other gas, will it make the engine run better?
When you mix that 100-octane unleaded gas with the regular low-octane unleaded gas, the low one kills the high one. So you actually waste your money.
Yeah. One more question on that high-performance spark plug you told the guy on the radio. What does that spark plug do to make it run better?
It has the least amount of resistance in it. If you get a ohm meter and you check from point to point on the spark plugs, you know, the center pole to the center pole?
Yeah.
There's high resistance on all spark plugs except racing spark plugs. Resistance is exactly what it is. It cuts voltage. And in racing, let me tell you, you don't want to cut voltage.
So is that better than a iridium plug?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Check the resistance in the iridium. Super high.
Do you sell those plugs?
No.
Okay. Where do you get them, George?
Now, that's a hard question. Redline used to bring it in, but ever since they got bought out by Napa, Napa's cutting that out. So we're trying to find another source.
And George, what about those $25 spark plugs they're selling in the Popular Mechanics? Have you seen those?
High resistance.
Oh, no good, huh?
No good. See, okay, we check the spark plug for resistance first.
Yeah.
Then we check for design. And then we put it on a test machine to see how big the spark is.
And what plugs do you recommend to people nowadays?
Autolite Racing.
Autolite Racing, okay. Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Wow, so Redline is now owned by Napa.
Mm-hmm. And watch their prices, man, going up.
Guaranteed.
Yep. Okay, who's on the line?
We got to go to a break first. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101 and his special guest today. It's Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts. Maui Toyota on Maui and Harvey Maeda on Kauai.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
Well, the first person, we have two people from the same part of the island, Kapa'a, Kauai. First one is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just removed a gas tank. I had two on an 88 F-254 pickup.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if I have to, there's two other lines on the top of it. Do I have to do something with those lines besides the gas line?
What are you doing? You just replacing the gas tank?
Well, there's two tanks, and one had a leak.
Mm-hmm.
So we took that one off, and then we just got the other tank on there now. So because that, you see, it was feeding the tank with the leak, and then we just took it off. We just took the mm-hmm. tank with the leak out of there. So we're just going to have one gas tank.
Oh, so you got two extra holes blanked out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So okay.
You have actually three on that tank.
Yeah, three hoses on that tank. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
One is the fuel tank.
One is the fuel.
Going.
Yeah.
That's going. What year is this truck?
88.
Okay.
Ford F-250.
Yeah. One is going to the injector.
Uh huh.
And there's a return line that has to go back to the tank.
Oh, so the return line got to go back to the tank.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's another one that goes to your purge can.
Oh, a purge can.
Yeah, it's a charcoal filter can under the hood, and that needs to be on. That purge can was installed for environmental reason, but what it does is it takes the oxygen out of the gas tank, the fumes. In doing that, it makes the truck safer. If you have a collision, a bad collision, and it hits the gas tank, it will never ever explode.
Oh, so that's charcoal under the hood got to be on, yeah.
Yeah.
You won't explode.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get the three lines and the return line back to the tank, and then the one line purge can. That's two, and then I get the injector one.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's it.
And then I had another question with clear coat on my Lexus. It's an old 98 Lexus, but the thing is bubbling like skin cancer, and I don't have a garage, so I don't know. Nothing can do, only can repaint, and don't use clear coat, yeah?
Right.
And then the other thing was I got to take it in for service, so I should use Royal Purple, yeah?
Oh, definitely.
So I just take Royal Purple to the Toyota guys and tell them put this, yeah.
Yeah, and tell them you want the empty bottles back.
I want the empty. Oh, yeah, because they're going to take them.
Yeah.
Empty bottles. I like the empty bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Maeda's number over here.
Harvey?
Yeah.
245-6523.
6523. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Dwight from Kapaa, Kauai.
Hi, Dwight.
Hi. So the State Department of Transportation is having trouble over here in Kauai.
What's happening?
They have this high-speed area by the Wailua Jail where the cars had a speed limit of 50 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of people getting killed on there.
Mm-hmm.
So the people put a lot of pressure on the state.
Mm-hmm.
That they had to do something because there were a lot of people getting killed there.
Mm-hmm.
So the state lowered the speed limit to 40 miles an hour
mm-hmm.
from pressure. So they evidently they felt like they had to save face on the thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you know the government doesn't like the idea that the people know anything or can think or anything.
Right.
They have, you know, they have to be led around like a cow
mm-hmm.
with a rope. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
So. So what happened was, now imagine now, the speed limit before was 40.
Mm-hmm.
So the speed limit, I'm sorry, the speed limit before was 50.
Mm-hmm.
So they lowered the speed limit to 40.
Mm-hmm.
So the state had to go out of their way how many times out of, resentment.
Mm-hmm.
But to try to tell the people that because they lowered the speed limit 10 miles an hour, wasn't going to make any difference at all in the accidents or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anybody with any sense knows that 10 miles an hour, it has something to do with speed kills.
Mm-hmm.
That if you can get a car to go 10 miles an hour slower, Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, it's going to make a lot of difference in damages, deaths, injuries, everything, because the car is going 10 miles an hour slower. But the state put out the information how many times already. That's all we can hear over here in Kauai, is that no, it's not going to make any difference at all that we lowered the speed limit.
Did it make a difference?
God knows. But the state, you know, out of resentment, the idea that, you know, that, look, we know what's best for you.
That's the typical politicians.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, so they can really be resentful if at any time the people have any kind of idea.
Well, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's up to the people to hire new politicians.
Huh.
That's who will fix it.
State Department of Transportation.
Hire new politicians and say, this is what we want, you do it.
Well, thanks, George.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we got your favorite friends, Celine, Steve, on the line.
Oh, no.
Well, you know I had to call since I was MIA last week, right?
Oh,
and you
no.
And you were bending my ear. And you know.
Okay, since you called in, I need you to go to Tercero and get a gallon of their wonderful 92-octane gas. We got to test it.
Which one are we doing? The one in Hawaii Kai?
Yes, because Rob said he filled over there, and his Mustang is happy as a lark.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. We got to see.
Okay, I'll get a gallon tonight when I go.
Yeah, and see what is the octane and how much ethanol they have.
Okay, we can do that. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for helping us out with the golf carts with the KBA Christmas parade. We really appreciate that. And that made a big difference in, you know, dishing out those 2,000 pounds of candy that we did with the Kalee parade.
You know, Steve, anything for the kids.
That was a big help on that.
If that was for adults, then forget it. But for the kids, I'll do it.
Yeah, well, there was certainly a lot of kids. I don't know where they all came from in Kalihi, but boy, they were all out in the road.
Oh, they came from all over the island, free candy.
Yeah, all 2,000 pounds worth.
Yeah.
Well, and then I also want to thank you, too. Last week we had the Toys for Tot, and I want to thank all of the car clubs, you know, on behalf of the Aloha Mustang and Shelby Club of Hawaii and Corvette Club, the Porsche guys, the Import Tuners, Hot Rod Club, and
had the Camaro Club.
Camaro Club was out there. Pacific Mustang was out there. Hawaii Performance Mustang. They had some of the VIP guys, and just a ton of cars. We must have had a little over 350 cars out at Kihi Lagoon, and we all made it over to the Marine Corps base. And the commandant over there was nice enough to, you know, have a open up the. I guess the Bayfest area and by Hangar 1, and they put on a parade. I mean, a big concert over there for us, and just a lot of nice cars. And you should see the toys. And, I mean,
wow.
They had trucks full of toys for the kids.
Good.
It was a really, really good event.
But, that's good.
Yeah, I want to thank you again, and I will check on the gas for you tonight. And are you going to go tonight?
I hope to.
Oh, you gonna bring your Pantera out tonight?
No. Might rain.
Might rain.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's too far to travel without shelter in case it rains.
Yeah, and then the other thing is that, you know, that Slovenia Silver Star.
Yeah.
Ultra. Boy, that sucker sewer is bright, boy.
Good, huh? Now you see more potholes.
Yeah, I can probably see more potholes on the road. That's
Steve's headlight is pointed straight to the ground so he can see potholes.
Well, I don't know, but anyway.
Actually, he's looking for money, folks.
Yeah, that's true. But, the big difference between, you know, Todd changed, we only changed one side, Jeff. We put the Silver Star on one side, and then we had the regular the halogen one that I had with the car on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm driving along and look and see which, definitely the other one is a whiter. The other one is a little bit more yellowish.
Oh, yeah.
On that end. And, definitely a better bulb. So I guess I got to go outside tonight and this afternoon and go change the other one. Yeah.
Oh, you only got one eye?
No, we only need one eye so I could test. So I could see for myself.
Oh, my God.
I'll just change them. The other one's not burned off yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't be Jufat. Change them.
Okay, I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
Take care. Thanks, George. Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Yeah, that guy, Jufa, they always don't want to change them. Not burnout, no need to change.
He said he's testing it. He was testing it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we have to go to a break. So we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and his guest today, Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Are we on there? Okay. Okay, we're back on again.
And you want to go to another caller?
Okay.
We have Bill from Pro Ridge Side.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. George?
Yeah.
I just wanted to run this by you. I had a incident with one of the service outfits around here. I took the purple oil down, and I told them I wanted my oil changed. They had a special going on, and they said, well, it'll be the same price. So anyway, I said, well, go ahead and change it. And he said, you want the filter changed? I said, yes, of course. And he said, that'll be $28.50 more.
What?
For a filter.
You got to be kidding.
And this is one of the top service outfits in the island. Do you want to know the name of it?
Uh-huh.
Jiffy Lube.
Oh.
Yeah.
They jiffied you, okay.
Yeah. It's because I brought my own oil.
Well.
They're going to charge me $28.50 for a filter.
You should have bought your own filter, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Next.
I asked him why it's so high, and he said, because we have to change it.
Next time. You just give me a call and have my son Todd do it.
Okay. All right.
He don't charge you $28.50.
Yeah, I called the dealer and they said that filter is $9 and some change.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Todd's one is $7.50.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay?
Yeah. Bye.
That is ridiculous.
Yep. And Todd doesn't use any filter. He researches the filter, makes sure it's good inside. He makes sure the holes are the biggest he can get and stuff like that for maximum flow.
Correct.
Because if the if you have resistance, you know, you're going to have wear. So give us a call at 296-5467. Okay, if you got a question or whatever.
Okay. But why do you think they did that, though? Because I would think, okay, you have a special going on, and it comes with the oil filter.
It's supposed to.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal.
Right, the oil and the filter.
But a lot of places get really upset when you bring your own oil. For instance, if you bring your own stick to, what's that place? Outback Steakhouse?
Yeah.
And say, hey, I got my own stick. How much will it cost for the dinner? They throw you out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but okay, I can see they don't say if you still if say if it was $29.95 to do your oil change,
mm-hmm.
you say I can bring my own oil, and they say, well, you know, it won't make a difference in price. I still can charge you the $29 whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's supposed to include the filter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they charge them another $28 for
the filter.
Somebody was pocketing money to buy beer that night.
I think so.
What it is they want to discourage you from bringing your own oil.
Well, I mean, the guy wants to change it with Royal Purple, right? Yeah. And they don't have it there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, well, so what is he going to do?
I know. Anyway, that's how people do business. And, in fact, dealers do the same thing. They don't change the price. See, they want to make the money on the oil. So, but anyway. Anyway, you should look around and price around first before you just drive on in. That guy, Steve Onoy, he is one person that gets really uptight if his car stalls, you know. I never saw anybody like that. He gets so bent out of shape. In fact, he was telling me this story one day how he started getting bent out of shape. He bought a brand new Mercedes, and he dropped somebody off at the airport. He was on a rush to go to another meeting. He was coming down the viaduct to Nimitz Highway, and the car died.
A brand new car.
Brand new car.
I would be upset, too.
And he rolled to the side by Sand Island. You know that little diamond, the triangle shape?
Yeah, right.
He rolled off over there, and he got out and opened the hood, and here comes his Volkswagen. Beat up, rusty old Volkswagen, just putting along, and stops and asks him if he was okay and if he needed help. And Steve said no. And the guy said, new car, you paid too much, and drove off. And Steve was just steaming. He was really upset. Ever since then, he's been getting upset every time his car stalls. So, and it stalled again.
A brand new car.
No. His Celine stalled downtown. Right by that open Chinatown market.
Oh. But what was it? Just a battery. Dead battery?
Yeah. But I told him, gee, good thing that Volkswagen didn't come again and say, hey, you stalled again. He would have been really mad this time.
That's a punchline right there.
Yeah. Yeah, a beat up old Volkswagen, still going. And a super expensive Mercedes dead on the side of the road. Not so good.
That's funny.
Yeah. And what it turned out to be, it was some cheap little part that broke.
Always the case, right? Like in racing, you lost a round from a 30-cent part, you know?
Yep. I lost a good friend because of a 25-cent bolt. It broke off on his front end, and he flipped over and died.
Wow.
Just from a little bolt.
At the track?
On the mainland.
Oh.
Yep. And he was doing tire testing. Just testing tires. His wife said she don't know why he went all the way. He was supposed to do only like 60 feet.
Yeah.
He went the full course of the quarter mile. With no helmet.
No helmet.
No shoulder harness. Yep, not so good.
That's just
scary, yeah?
Yeah.
Give us a call at 296-5467 if you got a question or whatever. Okay?
So,
Harvey Maeda on Kauai sells the IBIZ wax and also Royal Purple. Harvey's number, 245-6523. Todd on Oahu also sells the IBIZ wax, and Todd's number is 294-8500. Best wax you can use, folks. If you treasure your paint job, use the IBIZ wax. Okay?
So, Tracy, anything else you need to tell us?
No.
Announce.
Oh, we're going to, you know, I've been kind of on hiatus for our forums on our Roadrunner thing, and I got a new article coming out We're going to talk about this past season that Todd them guys did really extremely well on Corey Mack's top fuel team. Preview the new public service announcements and wish everybody a happy new year and look forward to 2010, you know?
What do you think for 2010?
Lots of changes. I mean, it's going to be...
You think so?
I think so.
You know, Tracy, if you didn't see a calendar and didn't have a clock...
Correct.
You would never know what day it was.
But that's what you got the sun for, right?
Yeah.
It would make a sundial, man.
The next year, well, hopefully, is a better year. And hopefully, we'll get some funding to do the ethanol. And doing the ethanol will create a lot of jobs, folks. From the farmer that's planting the sugar cane all the way on up to the end user.
The processing.
Yep.
Yep. That's just...
Everything.
That would just be great.
Yeah.
I mean, if Brazil could do it, right? Sure. They're so energy efficient. And Hawaii made its mark onto the world via sugar cane. Instead of it being used for a table staple or in... Mm-hmm. Sugar on your pastries or whatever, you know, just process it for fuel so we can make ourselves energy efficient as well.
Yep. And with that, with producing ethanol, we will also have an electric plant, power plant next to it.
That'll be unreal.
Yeah. So we'll be producing electricity along with ethanol. So
yeah, it's about time somebody gave
HECO... It's a win-win.
It's about time somebody gave HECO a run for their money, you know.
Well, we'll be selling to them. And it makes way more electricity than the windmills. Windmills are a joke. They're ugly. Anyway, what do we have here? There's not too many things that you can talk about on your project. Yeah, you got to keep kind of quiet.
What project?
The racetrack.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. I see. Anyway, there was an article came out about A&B venturing into what they call Kapolei Raceway. I'm still trying to find out the real facts on that, if it's going to fly. And my gut feeling is no. I don't think so.
They're not... A&B is not in the racing business. They're a land holding, they have financial institutions, they own a shipping company. I mean, that's their bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we all know, unless you're building something like an Indianapolis Motor Speedway, if it's just going to be something that's catering to the local racers, you're not going to make money.
Nope.
You're going to lose money.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
You got to bring in the big boys, because it's like I tell everybody, right? Yeah, the sportsmen, racers in the NHRA are the backbone of NHRA. But it's the big boys of the Nitro team that's filling the 30,000 seats. They're not coming out to watch Joe Blow do 7 seconds.
Yep.
Anyway, I want to say a shout out to my girlfriend, Marcia Patterson, and wish her a good weekend.
Okay. Thanks, Tracy, for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me, and I will see you next year.
Okay, and you have a good holiday, yeah?
You too. And to all your listeners, keep it safe, don't speed, and see you next year.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah. Okay, I've always said we need to help each other. What I mean by that, folks, you help the people that help you. That's what I mean. Okay? Patronize the sponsors. They keep us on the air. Okay, if it wasn't for the sponsors, we wouldn't be here. Take care of each other, drive carefully, and until next week, aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the...